You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, beautiful. Today we're going to talk about how you can make birthdays special for your kids without the huge party. This episode is coming out of just questions that I get, like every other episode, but also I just recently had a birthday party for my son. And we kind of have gone a while without really doing a birthday party, and it was nice. I enjoyed it for sure. But I also think there's something to be said about birthdays without the huge party. There's just something sweet and intimate and special about it. And I think we can kind of get into this mindset of if you're not having a big party, then you didn't really celebrate. And that's just not true. So I really love birthdays. We celebrate them big time in our house, but a lot of the time it's in non-traditional ways and it might not look super big on the outside, but it's just really special to us and to our family, whether we are having a big party or we're not. And so I just wanted to kind of talk about some ways that we've made birthdays special without having a big party. So first of all, do something that your child really wants to do or go somewhere that they really want to go. This can be something big like Disneyland or Legoland or the zoo or whatever, like a theme park you live around. Or it could just be something as simple as going to the movies or going to their favorite like park for the whole day and bringing a picnic lunch and, you know, cupcakes and just having a fun day. Kids remember those types of things. Number two is create simple traditions like waking up to balloons all over their bedroom floor or streamers hanging from their door or birthday cake pancakes the morning of their birthday, something like that. By the way, we've done all three of those things and they're all super special. We kind of just switch between different things for different kids. But the most popular thing in our house is balloons and streamers when they wake up. They love it. It's super exciting. The doors close in the morning of their birthday and they open it and streamers are stuck to the wall above their door. So it's like a streamer curtain and there's balloons in the hallway leading down the stairs and we're all there ready to wish them happy birthday in the morning. And it's just super sweet. It's those little things that make kids feel really special. Number three is have some really nice, just focused family time, like maybe dinner out or dinner in, make their favorite meal or get their favorite takeout. Or go to their favorite restaurant, have a family game night, play their favorite video game all together, let them teach you how to play, or play board games, or watch a movie at home together, you know, bake a cake, just kind of hang out and have family time. This, I mean, it can feel like you're not doing enough, and that's just ridiculous. It doesn't have to feel like that. Birthdays can be so special if they're super simple. It doesn't have to be like blown out of proportion. Number four is celebrate with just close family members. This is kind of simplifying it for you in a way that it's like you're not hosting the big party and dealing with all the people. And I know it can get kind of complicated. Like, well, if I invite this person, then I have to invite this person. And that leads to this person. It's just kind of feeling really out of control. And sometimes, you know, a child's birthday, you want to celebrate them and you want to love on them. But honestly, it can kind of come at a really bad time. I've had birthdays come when I was having a miscarriage, when we were moving, when we found out some really difficult news about like Brian's job. And it was just a really hard time. And it's okay. It's not selfish for you to kind of adjust and act accordingly to the season that you're in and where you're at in life right now. So if you need to just keep it to close family members, ask everyone to kind of just come over and just order pizza and just hang out, have a cake and some ice cream and sing to your kid for their birthday and just let it be a nice family night. And number five is have the party, just keep it simple. Let go of these Pinterest perfect, super, super themed parties that are just inconvenient and draining for everyone involved. I had for Leland, it was his first birthday. Leland's my second born. So this was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I had a birthday party for his first birthday. It was superhero themed. And I was a totally different mom back then. And I went crazy, like way above and beyond. I built like a cardboard city. I had like cut out comic books, like strips of comic book to make a banner, like actually out of comic books. We decorated it like crazy. We went way outside of our budget and like really financially hurt ourselves that month. And I was a mess. I was a psycho, you guys. I was in such a bad mood. I was yelling the whole morning of the party. A couple of close friends came over to help me set up, and I was like on the verge of tears. I was snapping at everybody. I was just not myself. And that's what I remember about my son's first birthday party. So it really wasn't fun. He doesn't even remember it, thankfully, but it really sucked. It wasn't fun. And I don't know if you guys can relate to that story, but I just never wanted to repeat that again. So ever since then, I've really like, that was actually like right before my minimalism story kind of started. And so I just kind of decided, you know what? I think simple is better for everyone. And so I started to keep things simple. Hey friend, it's Allie. Have you heard of the Supermom Vault yet? The Supermom Vault is a library of inspiration that I created for you. It holds replays of my very best online workshops that aren't available anywhere else, tons of really actionable PDFs that are downloadable with just one click, more than 20 audio and video trainings from me, and professionally designed printables for your home to keep you focused and inspired. The Supermom Vault is only $39, and it's available at alicasaza.com/all courses. So check it out. It's a really good, simple start. If you want more inspiration than just the podcast, you wish there were more episodes, you want to get more detailed, you want video, you want PDFs, you want to download things and kind of get your hands on something to really get you started when it comes to minimalism and simplifying your motherhood, this is definitely the place to go. So alicasaza.com/all courses and check it out. And now, like, we just had Hudson's birthday party and it was great. It was super simple. He wanted a theme. And on that note, while we're talking about this, we've kind of been out of doing birthday parties for a while. We haven't had an actual like big birthday party in a few years. It's been a really nice break. We were just traveling. We had lived out of state for a little bit and we just weren't really around friends and family. And we just kind of took a nice break from the traditional birthday parties. And this is how we kind of came to have all these different ways to make parties birthdays special without parties. And so it was just a really nice break. But this year, Hudson just said, you know, Mom, I really want a party. Is it okay if I have a party? And, you know, I said, of course, what do you want to do? And he wanted to have a Ninjago themed party. So for those of you who don't know, Ninjago is a Lego thing. It's a movie and a show. And it's like these little ninja guys and the boys, Bella too, actually, but the kids just really love it. And so he really wanted to have a Ninjago themed birthday party. And so I said, sure. And it was actually really fun. We ended up doing a no gifts birthday party, which I haven't done that since Hudson turned one. And there's a blog post about that. I'll link to it if you want to read about like kind of how to do that and how to do it the right way without seeming like a jerk. and like why you would want to do it and why you wouldn't want to do it and why we never really do it. We just did it this one time and haven't done it in like 5 years and all that good stuff. And I'll link to that. But it's just really simple and really good and wholesome. He had a really great time. He knew about the no gifts thing and he had just wanted like one or two things. And my mom got him one thing and I got him the other thing. And it was just really great. And we did do a themed party. I ordered a couple of like themed decorations from Amazon ahead of time and came in the mail and it was hanging out in the closet way before his party, which was really unstressful for me. And ordered like a simple colored themed cake at Target. Put a couple little Lego ninja guys on the cake to decorate it in theme. And it was just super simple. We hung like lights in the backyard and had some balloons and kids jumped on a trampoline and just played games and ran around and the adults hung out and talked. And it was just a really good time for everybody. I think if you kind of stop thinking about it as a birthday party and feel the need to like provide all of us entertainment and all of us candy and gift bags for the end of it and pinata and an amazing Pinterest-worthy like cupcake tower and all of this like performance anxiety comes with it. I think if you kind of stop thinking about it like that and just let it go, and more so just like host a barbecue in celebration of your child being born, it kind of shifts your perspective. And that's kind of what we do now. So we ended up just like we grilled and we had food and drinks and punch, and just we didn't really have anything like themed in terms of like games and stuff. We just like let the kids play. They were allowed to like show their friends the Switch, the Nintendo Switch, and they played video games for a little bit. They played outside a ton. The trampoline, like I said, and they ran around upstairs and they built Legos at the table together, and we had cake and food, and everyone just played. The kids just were creative and played together, and the adults talked and hung out in the backyard, and it was just so fun. It was just like having a summer barbecue, and it was really wholesome and good. So I think sometimes if we just kind of step outside of the birthday party performance anxiety mom mentality and just let ourselves plan a good time, it's different and it's better. So there's nothing against having parties, but just maybe keep it simple so that you enjoy it. This is the big day. It's the celebration of the day you became a mom, either for the first time or the fifth time. It's the celebration of a new life that is, and it matters. It's big. Somebody new was born into this world. A world changer was born, and we're celebrating that. We're not performing or impressing, and I think that that's the key. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Did you know there's an exclusive community created solely for the sake of continuing discussion surrounding The Purpose Show episodes and to get you to actually take action and make positive changes on the things that you learn here? Go be a part of it. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/purposefulmamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show and get step-by-step help from me, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads. There's also courses there, classes, and ways that you can learn more about what the next step might look like for you and to focus on whatever it is that you really need help with in this season you're in right now. I'm always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.